Well, it's been over a month since the last time that I gave an update, so I thought it was about time. Not really a whole lot to report as far as actual things to cross off the list. I did take number 95 off, which was getting lights for the bike. Now, these are not like full-on headlights and rear lights. These are just something to improve visibility so that cars can see me when it starts to get dusk, rather than for me to actually be able to ride at night. I've ridden at night before when I was younger, and well, it's probably stupid, so I have no desire to do that now. I like to think I'm a little bit more intelligent. That might be up for debate, though. As far as the other goals on the list, excuse me, go ahead and start with number 8, which is my nephew. So I did see him on the 2nd and the 3rd, and actually just yesterday, the 19th. I was watching him while he was off from school on the 2nd and 3rd. Unfortunately, I was really, really busy at work, so he pretty much just sat there and watched TV and played video games while I worked. We didn't really get to do anything. The 19th was my dad's birthday, and we went to a Mexican place and ate. And he wasn't really feeling all that great, so we really wouldn't have got to doing a whole lot anyway since we were at a restaurant. But so this has kind of been a not really a bust of a month, but not a whole lot happening there. Next, if we go down the list, is number 16. I actually just signed up for the Tourdicure last Monday, and then just about an hour ago, went through all the email addresses and everything and sent out the requests. So last year, like I said in the email, I did 60 miles and raised $470. Like to break the 500 mark this year. 60 miles is still a goal, although I'm, as far as weight and overall fitness, I'm much, much further behind than I was at this time last year. But the ride itself is not till June, so I got, I guess, about a month and a half in order to work on that. So we'll see how that goes. 60 miles might be ambitious, might be a little bit too painful, but we'll see. Next up would be 18. I did sign up to lead a ride. I think I mentioned that before, and I am going to be leading. I think it's the 30th of May or something like that. It's the whatever. I think it's the last Wednesday of May. I'll be leading the ride, so that's good. I'm kind of looking forward to that, being a little bit more involved with the bike club this year. There's a club meeting tomorrow, and we'll be. It's the last one of the year. They don't have them during the year when or during the summer when people are riding. So, go and meet some people. Make sure the guy who's organizing the rides, I said hi to him and whatnot, and then a lot of those people are also doing the Tourdicure, so it'll be nice to talk to them. Let's see, go down the list, number 20, the Tullis book. So just starting the campaign. I think I've read all of the important things, and then as far as the book itself, I've read about a third of it. So the remaining two-thirds, I'll still want to get through those, but the there's a lot of high-level stuff and areas of the place that I don't think the campaign will at least touch on right away. So I think I'm in good shape for that goal, at least as far as the campaign is concerned. So then if we go way down the list, I think the next one that I've made some progress on, or at least attempted to make some progress on, is number 82, which is the weight loss. I did, I guess, lose a couple pounds compared to last week, but it's still way too high. 237 and a half when I got on the scale yesterday. So, I mean, that's at least moving a little bit down. It had been pretty consistently at the 239 and a half to 241, fluctuating between that. So, I did get out on the bike earlier today. I bought an elliptical machine. Some of you know that, maybe some of you don't. The belt has come off of that, though, that does the resistance. That's kind of annoying. I gotta figure out how to get that back on. kind of like doing an alternator belt on a car is, so it's not, it hasn't been very fun or very easy to do, so I still need to figure out how to do that. And then my gym membership did expire. I guess actually today, the 20th. So no more going to the gym. At least for now, I'll just have to evaluate how the elliptical works and then hopefully, the weather gonna start being a little bit more consistent and get out on the bike. That's the main thing I'm really looking forward to. I've ridden twice so far this month. Both times actually on Sundays, just short rides on the bike pass, around 10 miles. Not setting a blistering pace or anything, but probably the two days I felt the best this month. So we'll see how that ends up being, but that's what I'm really, really looking forward to. Let's see, number 87. I did print out the 31 days, and did the first day. So the first day's pretty easy. It's just, asking you to think about your overall values. And what I really tried to do is just take a look at this 101 list and see if, there were some things I could group it into: friends, family, some spirituality, and whatnot. So I think that's a pretty good thing. I don't think my finances really are in all that bad of shape, but I do want to go through the entire 31 days and maybe take it a little, be a little bit more consistent with them. So, let's see what's next on the list. 93. So I did find a good tutorial on doing grass with PHP. I can't remember if I mentioned this before or not. That's what happens when you don't do this for over a month. But it looks pretty simple, and I've got all the data in for my weight for the last, I don't know, going back to January last year through, I don't know if I got the last couple of weeks in, but everything is pretty much in there. So now it's just a matter of, tweaking the example in the tutorial to my data. I think it looks pretty straightforward. And then the good thing about it is, that's just now I'll know how to do that and can do it for other things. So, pretty excited there. And that might be, oh, I guess I missed one. Number 92, donating blood. So I actually have an appointment for my third time on Tuesday. Going to try to do the double red cell again. I mean, they always do a test to make sure that, you're, I don't know, some level in your blood is high enough. But that's at least what I'm planning on doing. So that's feel pretty good about that actually. That's always a nice thing to feel like, okay, I'm going and actually doing something to help somebody out. So, but anyway, that's pretty much where it's been. Not a ton of progress in the last month, but a bunch of little things, to kind of move the overall list forward. Since it has been a month, I'm probably not going to edit this at all. I just want to get it out there. Feel free to comment on if it sounds like crap because I'm stuttering, blah blah blah, or just anything. But that's also another thing that I might just go this way anyway, in the future, and just say, you guys get this right here. So anyway, we'll see how it is. Hopefully I'll get one of these out in the next week or two rather than the next month, but we'll see how it goes.